Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haney.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
He has really run through the Angels today. He has struck out 9. He's retired 13 in a row. Quite a debut in Baltimore for Burns. And much more than that now. As Mullins at the drive to straightaway center. Trout's at the wall. It's out of his reach. It's a home run. Cedric Mullins gives Baltimore an 11-1 lead. It's a rout on opening day.
When you return as many guys as you did with the experience they gained from last year, it becomes a very scary team. And I think they showed that, you know, pretty quickly tonight. Came out, jumped on them early. Yeah, we kind of did everything well. It's kind of one of those days where everything lines up that you kind of got everything working, and becomes a really fun day because you can just kind of go about it in sequence. And yeah, after about the second or third inning there, we kind of went into cruise control mode. Was just getting ahead and trying to get quick outs.
The quality of the at-bats that we were taking early in the game was unbelievable for me. Just the way we were laying off close pitches. You know, Sandoval's not easy to hit. He's got really good stuff, and we were taking borderline pitches off.
Brandon Hyde, the Orioles manager, talking post-game. Opening day win for the Birds. 11-3 over the Angels. About the lineup and how successful, patient, obviously, they were. As they hammer time, puppy pants right out of the gate. The Los Angeles Angels, as the Birds kind of erase the bad taste of the Texas sweep. Not really. Well, that'll be more of a thing when they get to October. But they just come back and picked up where they left off. I know a lot of people have been saying that since the end of the regular season 2023 when they won 101 games. And the atmosphere, let me just say, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, before I forget. And I'm prone to do that at my advanced age, Vinny. That's what I've been told. I remember I was always the youngest guy in the room because I always party with older dudes. Yeah. Now I'm the old geezer.
Yeah.
Giving war stories. Man, I remember when I would do
that. When I went to Notre Dame, I was the youngest coach they'd ever had in football.
Now we're the old guys. Yeah. I remember getting Bobby Grich's autograph when I was 9. Now people cover this, they don't even know who the hell Bobby Grich is. But we digress. But the atmosphere there was incredible.
Yeah.
And kind of expected it would be. And there's a lot of irony or maybe coincidence because, you know, being old, you forget stuff. I don't know the difference between irony and coincidence. But on a day in which David Rubenstein was introduced to the media as the owner of the Orioles, March 28th, 2024, 40 days, or 40 years rather, since the Colts started packing up the old Mayflowers and moving out of Dodge. Now, they officially left today, 40 years ago.
I remember seeing the Mayflower trucks, Bob.
It was a brutal thing. Don't want to make it all about the past, because that was a pain. I was 19 when that happened, and you're kind of watching it like my buddy Eddie Peters, who lives in Kansas City now, working for General Motors, got transferred from Baltimore. But, you know, he goes, come up. We were playing quarters in my mom's basement. And I was really good at quarters. And I was like, there's the one guy you want to make drink. Nah, I'm going to make this a-hole drink all night. So anyway, so he goes, Bob, you got to come upstairs. So I walk up, and he goes, what's going on? And it was Channel 2. I believe Scott Garsup was on the call in the snows. And I'm like, I don't know. And then they started getting into, it looks like the Colts are leaving. And then today is the actual 40th anniversary of it becoming official. They went to Indianapolis, and Hudnut was the name of the mayor of Indy. And he looked like, he had gray hair, a little skinny bleep, and I hated that guy. And I don't know, he may have passed into the next dimension, and if so, rest in peace. But for that long period of time, I couldn't stand it. But anyway, so 40 years after the Colts leave, and Nolan, as I've told you before, the entire decade I was in my 20s, I didn't have a team to root for. I felt the pain. The pain, Nolan. The pain. I had to root for the Broncos because I like John Elway. I hated the Redskins. All right, I'm starting to go off on a tangent here. What's my beef? Jay Leno style. But Rubenstein gets introduced, Baltimore guy.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken was there. Eddie Murray was there. Mayor Scott was there. Senator Cardin was there. And, of course, Governor Moore, he was there. Rob Long led the festivities off. All the media was there, led by Jerry Coleman, of course. He was like our point man. He was our John Lucas. He was leading us through the battle of the press conference. But just the tone was set. And we've been talking all spring long. The Orioles are expected to be really, really good because they were good last year. They're only going to get better because you still have the Jackson Holidays of the world waiting to come up, among others, to hit this roster. But Corbin Burnes made his debut. And a more glorious debut as an Oriole pitcher you will not find. He, aside from the Trout homer, threw a perfect game.
Yeah.
That was it. And Mike Trout's a brilliant player, probably going to Cooperstown. But after that, even before he struck out the first two guys, and then 95 painting corners, the curveball with all these RPMs, as Jim Palmer and Ben McDonald were talking about. Now we're going to see him 35 times a year.
Yeah.
Knock on for Micah. You got to see him a few times with the Brewers, if you're a baseball fan. If you don't watch baseball, you probably never saw him pitch before. But that is what he has been. He's had the lowest earned run average of all qualifying pitchers. Name a pitcher, he's had the lowest in the last few years. His whip last year in the National League was 107. All right, his earned run average was over 3. And people were talking about him having a bad year, a down year. This guy's a beast. And we saw how beastly he is. And he was outstanding. Hey, you couldn't be more impressive in your debut. Now, if you can go higher than that, hey, just give him the Cy Young Award now. But he's going to take his lumps because we saw it in spring training. But this dude's a horse, and we've known it all along, and he just put it on display in front of 40,000-plus down at Camden Yards yesterday.
It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch. I mean, like, sitting there on like, when the Orioles were pitching and Burnes, I wasn't getting up to go to the bathroom. I wasn't, because it was so special. It was so good. That's what was fun about it. And, Bob, you're right. The curveball was like, that was sick. You know, the stuff that he was throwing. It was, if I'm Adley Rutschman, I'm like, that was fun.
Yeah, but if you had to pee, you didn't have to wait long because he was 1, 2, 3, you're out. But Nolan McGraw, I mean, we watch Corbin Burnes, and he brings hope to a rotation minus Kyle Bradish and John Means out of the gate. that, you know, need some hope. Because we've said it before, Grace Rodriguez is going to level up, which means he's going to be Burns like we think. Dean Kramer, be Dean Kramer. Tyler Wells, be what you were in the first half of last year. Cole Irvin, be better.
Yeah.
But Corbett Burns, and Vinny, you asked a couple of days ago, what would be a quality ideal thing? He exceeded whatever your expectations were.
Oh, yeah. I mean, expectations were high because of the resume, but that was for an opening day start as well. You really don't know what you get opening day. The weather's always kind of a mess. Shorter leash. I think if he had that stuff that he did yesterday, if that start was in mid-July, he would have pitched 9 innings, or at least 8, and only still giving up the one run. I mean, that was the most dialed in I've seen an Orioles pitcher in a long time.
He doesn't bleep around. Give me the ball, let's go. Yeah. And him and Adley seem to have a nice little relationship going on, and it was high, not hugging, more high-fiving. Burns, I'm not into bro hugging right now. We'll do that after the game. A little high five, but Adley knows what he's dealing with. Adley had a good game. We'll get to the offense here in a second.
Hey, Bob, let me ask you this. If he wouldn't have given, let's say he struck Trout out instead of the home run, would he have stayed in?
Let's see, through 82 pitches.
Six perfect innings.
He's going to distance. Yeah, because, you know, he's giving you 120 pitches anyway. Now, opening day, it's just one game, and you don't want to sacrifice the rest of your season for it. But perfect games are few and far between. I would guess, it's all hypotheticals now, but if he's dealing a perfect through six, he's pitching a seventh.
Right. Yeah, and then it's how many does he take to get through the seventh, and you evaluate.
Yeah, he walks
from there.
The leadoff guys out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you knew he was done because Mike Bauman was warming up in the bottom of the sixth or prior to the seventh inning. Bauman got unscathed. Double play got him out of it. Yeah. Dylan Tate, I'm not making any sort of judgments about him. Command was off. He hadn't pitched in over a year. Yep. But, you know, we'll see that velo start to ramp up a little bit. But how about Keegan Agan? Yes, it was mop-up duty. He hadn't pitched since summer of 2023. He was bringing the mid-90s heat. The precision was there. So the Orioles just dominate the Angels. Cedric Mullins, 3-run jack to straightaway center field. And Tony Taters, he goes over the big mountain of a wall out there in left field. But you, what more did you want from opening day? New owner, place was insane. Pickles was great. Tom, I didn't get to see you because we were all buried in the mass of humanity. And then to blow away a team you're supposed to blow away? Hey, what more do you want?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And Bob, you know, you saw Gunnar go first to third, you know, so they got the run in the first inning. That was good. They showed their speed, you know, and then like the first couple hits, you know, I mean, hey, they fell in. They found a hole. You know, wasn't great contact, but found a hole, scored runs, and they just, like Hyder said, man, I mean, they were walking. They were, you know, those pitches had to have been perfect, you know, for them to swing. And it was an impressive outing.
Orioles are undefeated. Maybe they won 160 games this year. Who knows? They're off today. Got the Angels coming up on Saturday. We'll break that down. And we got the American League East report for the first time here in 2024 coming up later on in the show. NCAA tournament last night. Well, the first number one seed gets Cundiffed, and it was Alabama stunning North Carolina.
Norm, we're done.
89-87. Well, I'm done. I don't care about you and Norm. I had Arizona. And they lose to Clemson. And both teams, well, Carolina was up. And then Alabama just charged at them in the second half. And they made some brilliant defensive plays down the stretch. And I don't know about it, Nate Oates. I don't know him personally. He's probably a fine guy and, you know, a great American and all. But he just, there's a rubbing of the wrong way. He's off-putting to me, but I hate North Carolina. It goes back to when I was a kid growing up in ACC country, but a stunning upset nonetheless, because Carolina looked like they were percolating. But Arizona, 6 straight eliminations, and if I was reading this correctly from the tournament, they've lost to a seed at least 4 seeds lower than them.
Wow.
At least 4. And Nolan, I don't know how much you watch the game. I know we had the NCAA tournament fun here on the Fan. But they just, even when they took the lead briefly in the second half, it looked like Clemson was always kind of in control. Arizona, brutal from beyond the arc. Yes.
Right. The way the game ended was like the perfect encapsulation of the full 40 minutes. The two and one baskets, you know, the Arizona not even covering the guy on the last play, just a long heave down the court, and he's got the easy end one. I mean, that was like, you know, crowd was going nuts. A lot of North Carolina fans.
Sure.
Little did they know what was about to come for them.
Well, they're ACC loyalties there, too.
Well, they're thinking if Clemson moves on, maybe that's easier for us down the road, but got to get past Alabama.
Yeah, out in L.A., crypto, whatever it's called there. So instead of Arizona, North Carolina in an epic matchup to get to the Final Four, it's going to be Alabama, Clemson, who've played for national championships in football.
Right.
Now both schools looking to get to the Final Four for the first time in their history in basketball. UConn, Puffy Pants, San Diego State, and a rematch of last year's national championship game. And Vinny, unfortunately, your Cyclones fall short against Illinois. Main reason they couldn't put the ball in the basket for long stretches last night.
Yeah, that was sad thing when I saw the score that the Cyclones lost. It was, that game didn't start. What was it, 10-15? Something like that? Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but it was a competitive game because Iowa State's great defensively. But last night, they had a Maryland-like stretch of shooting the basketball, which seemed to doom them. But Illinois's been this scary team. They won the Big Ten tournament. They've been ranked top 15-ish all season long, and now they're really starting to percolate. So that's moving on to the Elite Eight. We got four games coming up tonight. We'll talk about later in the show. And when we come back, we'll get to the Ravens as well. They lost a guy that we all wanted to see stick around to Carolina. We'll get into that and more. It's Featured Artist Friday. I don't know who we got going on today.
We didn't even pick one. We were so lost in the sauce yesterday.
Okay, let's just go Dave Era Van Halen because I'm making an executive decision here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Their experience in sports varies.
Of course, Vinny's got experience in the NFL, and I suck at electric football.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Burrow in trouble, and down he goes. Jadeveon Clowney with his first sack as a Raven.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Featured Artist Friday. Van Halen is chosen by me, and it's Dave Era only. Sorry, Red Rocker fans, we're not getting cornballs singing about love songs. We're going all in. Orioles were unchained yesterday against the Angels. Patrick Sandoval and other hapless relievers, at least for the day. They have a great manager in Ron Washington and a brilliant player in Mike Trout, but, you know, they got a steamroll they're running into, and another unchained Raven was Jadeveon Clowney, and we heard that one of his 9.5 sacks in 2023, helping the Ravens lead the NFL at sacks.
Yeah.
Career year for him. Remember, he was the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Bounced around a little bit.
Left
Cleveland, not on the highest of notes for sure. And then comes to Baltimore, rejuvenated, wanted him back. John Harbaugh talked about it earlier this week at the owners' meetings, optimistic that either he or Van Noy will return. But 2 years, 10 mil, Carolina Panthers, Jadeveon Clowney, he leaves. Is this a devastating turn of events for the Ravens? or concerning? How we judge?
I would say concerning, but let's see who they replace him with. Because I was told by somebody at the Castle, Bob, we are, you know, we're not paying $10 million a year for him if Carolina does that, and they did. They gave him 2 years, $20 million. Now I can't remember who I was talking to yesterday, but he's from down there. He's from down, you know, he went to South Carolina, and I guess his grandmother passed away right at Thanksgiving. Grandfather's, you know, is older, so closer to home. He has a lot of fundraising type stuff that he does down that way. So, you know, it was closer there. And I'm a little disappointed, you know, because he played so well here. But I know this. I know they had to baby him with his knee to get to Sunday every week. So they probably, you know, had a certain amount in mind. I'm guessing $5-6 million that they were probably willing to pay him. They weren't going to pay him 10.
Now, Kyle Van Noy is out there, and he's expressed an interest in coming back to the Ravens as well. But his 9 sacks in 14 games were outstanding. Hey, look, those guys saved the pass rush along with Justin Matabike. But now that Jadeveon Clowney is officially out the door here, I mean, in the wildest dreams, you expect Kyle Van Noy to duplicate 9 sacks and, you know, probably going to ask for a higher price tag as well.
Well, Van Noy reaped the benefits of Clowney and Matabike, I think. You know, he doesn't play the run. Clowney played the run exceptionally well. So, you know what's interesting to me, Bob, going back to both these guys, really. All right, you had Anthony Weaver, who coached him.
In Houston.
All right, and then you have a head coach and another coordinator that just had this guy when he had his 9.5 sacks, and not a one of them. And Miami needs pass rushers, Bob. Not a one of them brought him in for a visit. None of them brought Van Noy in for a visit. Now, on the contrary, I mean, you look at every Raven offensively, former Raven, they're all visiting the Chargers. Yeah. Bozeman's out there. Hayden Hurst is out there. Dobbins is going to visit. So, I mean, it just kind of seems odd to me that none of these other guys are clamoring to get Clowney. I mean, I loved what I saw. I mean, 24 showed up every game. But I guess getting them to the games was tough, babying them through, you know, to get that knee good. And then he wanted too much money in Carolina. They had to overpay. Bob, when you're in Carolina situations, when your team that sucks and nobody wants to go, how do you get them to come? You overpay. And that's what they've done with all their guys they're signing.
But to take a little bit deeper into the going where somebody used to be topic, nobody's gone to Miami or Tennessee or Seattle.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, because Geno Stone to Seattle. We figured that's kind of Patrick Queen to one of the spots. And they all went to other money talks.
They went to the AFC North.
Yeah. But how surprising is that, Vinny, that none of them have gone to, you know, ex-Ravens here?
I'm totally shocked, Bob. I mean, because I the only thing that I was thinking is like when I was at the Niners and then we lost Shanahan and Ray Rhodes to the Eagles and the Broncos, everybody went there. Well, offense, like Ricky Waters went to Philly, McCaffrey, Shanahan took everybody. You know, we had nobody left. So I am quite surprised, Bob, and especially defensively that none of these guys, you know, and in San Diego or in the Chargers, you know, you got Giro and don't forget, we got Joe Ortiz who drafted all those kids.
So Jadeveon Clowney leaving, disappointing for sure. Pass rush has always been a concern since the end of the season, and now it continues to be so. But, and we'll talk about Chop Robinson here, formerly of Maryland out of Penn State. Is it first round worthy concern, depending on who's available at pick number 30 right now?
I mean, Bob, you have three worthy positions at 30. Offensive tackle, you know, because you don't have one. I mean, you could line up Falele. Is he what you want? Probably not. I mean, so you need a starting right tackle. Pass rush, you know, Ajabo's not healthy and always a 5-sack-a-year guy. So, really, you don't have one. Corner, We got Marlon Humphrey, who plays 10 games, and we got Stevenson on the other side, which is fine. But, I mean, corner. You could use those three positions. You could use a starter at all three spots.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, featured artist Friday, Van Halen, Dave Era. You want to get in with that one, send it to Plaza Sports text line, 410-583-1057. Orioles are 1-0. Can they go undefeated? No. We're just joking. But our boy Corbin Burns was outstanding. Cedric Mullins, 3-run bomb. Tony Taters had 4 ribbies yesterday. Off today, Angels game 2 tomorrow, 405. Oriole Park and Camden Yards, expectations are high. If you were down at Pickles saying hi to us or at the game, give us some your impressions of opening day 2024. In my opinion, the most anticipated opening day in quite some time.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Van Halen. Nolan, I'm going to have to give you some deep cuts here over the course of the show. Everybody wants some. What's that? Pass rusher. Standout corner. Maybe a guy that could settle down the offensive line. I know we all wanted a quality start from Corbin Burns yesterday. Got that.
Yeah.
Everybody wants some. Right, Dave? David Lee Roth, Van Halen.
You get what you pay for, Bob.
1980. Women and Children First is the album there. But anything you want to hear from the Dave era Van Halen, send your request, Plaza Sports text line. If you know a deep cut, I know my audience, our audience, you do, send it to Nolan. Learn him something. He ain't going to learn English from us, but he'll learn a little Van Halen. Anyway, we got Chop Robinson's draft profile coming up. Jadeveon Clowney moves on to Carolina. There's nothing you can do about it now. 10 mil, 2 years, goes closer to home, but still kind of a – I saw it, Vinny. I was like, yeah.
I did, too. I was like,
come on, man.
Crap.
Anyway, we got the American League East report coming up later. North Carolina, Arizona fan, you're probably like, man. You know, but more – Sweet 16 action coming up. We got games tonight, don't we, Nolan?
Yeah, 2 more games heard tonight right here on the Fan. Westwood 1 with the coverage.
That's right, because we are your home of the NCAA tournament. here on 105.7 The Fan. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Matt Weirich's going to be joining us from the Baltimore Sun. Talk about yesterday's demolition of the Angels. And most importantly, look ahead to how this roster could be shaping up. I was a little surprised Jorge Mateo got the start at second and not Jordan Westberg yesterday, for instance. But let's go to Owings Mills. It's Harry. Harry, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
How you doing, bud?
I need your assistance. So I'm trying to understand, and I get it. I'm not in the room, so I don't see what a lot of these GMs and the scouts for the NFL, what they actually see. But I just think NFL teams, when they need a quarterback, they begin to see things that may not necessarily be there. So I'll go back to the 2021 draft. You look at Zach Wilson, number two, Trey Lance at number three, Mac Jones, 15, that was reasonable, but he turned out not to be as good as I guess they initially thought, even though some were considering moving up to get him. They're doing the same thing with J.J. McCarthy. In my opinion, that is Mac Jones 2.0. I don't see it. Now, like I said, I'm not in the room, but I can only base it on watching Michigan because with Maryland, we're a Big Ten fan. We see them play a lot of games. I don't think he has first-round capability. Could he be a good backup? Maybe later in the draft, perhaps. I would go with Michael Penix Jr. before I would go with him. And I understand he has the biggest hands of the quarterbacks in the draft this year. But the only thing that makes me a little skittish about him was in the national championship game, he had opportunities to hold the ball to an extra tenth of a second to complete a pass, but he didn't. He panicked. He was a little skittish there. So then, Vinny, you're a former GM at a high level, so you certainly have a better understanding. And am I being too critical in terms of Michael Penix Jr. as well as J.J. McCarthy?
All right, now, Harry, with J.J., here's what happens a lot of times with teams that need a quarterback. You know, you start to fall in love, and I think that's what happens with the Jets. Oh, look at that big arm. And then, you know, when you're at the workout, which means nothing because you're throwing on air and he should complete most balls, you're like, you're kind of in awe. Man, look at that throw. Look at him move. Look at him do all this stuff. So you kind of talk yourselves into it. That's why I think if the draft was in January, there'd be a lot less mistakes. Now, with McCarthy, I like McCarthy. And the thing that I like about McCarthy is Harbaugh. Harbaugh has developed a lot of pro quarterbacks over to Andrew Luck, who's – you know, would have been the first pick of the draft 2 years in a row. And playing in that offense, what pro people see with J.J. McCarthy is they see the same things that he's doing on Saturday. That's what he's going to be doing on Sunday. Whereas the other guys, you got to project a little bit more because the offenses they run don't correlate much with the offense the pros run. So I think McCarthy, I think he's only going to get better. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh is adamant that he is the best quarterback in the draft, you know, or plays the quarterback position the best in the draft.
Okay.
So I think, you know, he's got the arm. He's smart as can be. And when they put him on the board, he's unbelievable. He's got athleticism. He can run. He can make your three first downs that you need, you know, with his feet. And he can throw. He's just going to need a little time just because he probably has half the throws of all those other guys.
But with Penix, he had the knee injury when he was in Indiana. And if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, I think he got hurt against Maryland a couple years ago. The knee might be somewhat of a concern for him. But with McCarthy, when you did the profile last week, Benny, I'm like, he didn't throw in the fourth quarter.
34 times.
Against Penn, if he plays the quarterback position better than anyone, why wouldn't he let him play the quarterback position in the second? I know they were winning often in the second half, but at Penn State, I don't think he threw a pass
in that game. He did not.
In the second half.
Did not throw a pass.
I mean, if you got the guy that plays it better than anyone, you're taking it out of his hands. Not buying it.
Well, I mean, you could probably say same thing about Lamar in the fourth quarter in 19, a lot of those
games. But they were up by like 20. most of the time.
And that so was
Penn,
Michigan.
But that Penn State game was still 20, up.
Yeah,
it was up for grabs.
Yeah. So, yeah, they didn't. They didn't. So McCarthy's probably going to get overdrafted. And, you know, people are all doing their due diligence. Now, Penix had a good, really good workout. He ran 4.53. So, I mean, that knee, and everybody's done their medical.
Sure.
The Giants had the head coach, the GM, they had everybody there.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan won't come back. We're going to have to improvise and adapt. We'll get to the Chop Robinson, but we got a full bank of calls. We'll talk about the Orioles. We'll talk about the draft. Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, he'll be joining us top of the hour. We got Whip Around 11. Say it was a busy night in sports, that would be probably an understatement. And historically as well. And then Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, 11:30. Kevin Willard has redone his backcourt, and he got a key piece to stick around. We'll talk about that more here on The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
A little Atomic Punk is chosen by you, the people. I was telling Nolan off the air, I'm going to give you some deep cuts. He goes, nah, we got it. Texas getting in, celebrating the Orioles winning opening day convincingly. Got the NFL draft in less than a month. Sweet 16, very much going on. Couple of upsets last night out west. Clemson and Alabama upsetting the apple cart. Get into that and more. But let's get out to the phones. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Go to Rising Sun. Bring in Todd. Todd, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Todd. Good.
Hey, not much to gripe about yesterday with the O's, obviously. But the one thing I would have liked to have seen was Burns at least be sent out for one more batter. That way he could have gotten taken out, and, I mean, I know that crowd would have given him a standing ovation. And, you know, you bring a guy in, his first pitch in town, I mean, that just is a motivator, and I just think that would have been nice to see. What do you guys think?
I think you're really grasping at straws there, Todd, yeah. Rising Sun. I mean, the guy, he goes six innings, gave up one hit. It was the first inning, it was a home run, 11 Ks, no walks. Orioles were winning comfortably to send him out. So just, he got a standing ovation when they introduced him prior to the game.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And you don't think he was motivated? I think his performance on the mound shows you how motivated he is. He went from Milwaukee, where he had beef with management, to comes to a team to be the ace that might be one of the favorites to win the World Series. I don't think motivation's a factor. And the ultimate motivator as well, he's a free agent at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Hello?
Ching, ching, ching.
Ty, we love you, but you're way off with that real cold take. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's happening?
Benny, Bob, how y'all doing today?
Doing wonderful. All right. What's up?
What a day yesterday, man, for the not only the Orioles and Mr. Burns and Mr. Rubenstein, but the city, right? Great day, great event, and man, we're off to a good start, you know what I mean? At this rate, I'm going to have to find some other subject to complain about, because this is going to go well for us, I believe, you know what I mean?
But, what about losing Jadeveon Clowney? Is that something to whine about a little bit here? I was a little disappointed.
Me too, when I saw it.
I feel like he really did become an important part of our football team. You know what I mean? And you never want to see guys that you, like you said, you know, you gain an affinity for and a respect for. You never want to necessarily see them move on, but at the end of the day, the NFL is a business, and I guess the man chose what was best for him and his family. Mm-hmm. And I just wish him well. You know, I appreciated all the effort he gave for our city and our football team.
I just think the biggest thing was, and I was, if it became about the money, then he was leaving. And I think that's what he's done all along. The place where he took the least amount of money was the Ravens and had the most success. So is he going, you know, is he going to be all in like he was at the Ravens, or is he just happy that he's getting, you know, his 20 mil?
And look, and I wanted him back personally.
I did too.
And but even if they brought him and Kyle Van Noy back, to expect 18 and a half sacks combined, I don't think that was reality. If I want to complain, like Kevin said, I'd be wondering, you know, what the hell's going on with the Ajabo health-wise, and even though John Harbaugh said he was cool, and Adape Owe now entering his fourth year in the league, where's this sack production here?
Right, because if those guys were good, we wouldn't have even known about Clowney and Van Noy. The only thing we would have known was that they visited, not that they became the most important part of the pass rush. So that was it, to me, it was just sad, just because he gave everything he had for the Ravens, and every game, every Sunday he showed up, and 24 was a factor somehow, some way, in almost every game.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What up?
How you doing, real quick points to y'all at the top for y'all. Jadeveon Clowney wanted to go home. I mean, they was talking about down there in Charlotte. He had the opportunity to go home. He'd take the most money. He's close to the end of his prime, right there, South Carolina border. You know, why not? I can't blame him. Second point, when it comes to the Orioles, real quick, man, listen, Adley Rutschman is very underrated when it comes to his ability to be able to work with pitchers. And you've seen the magic that happened when it comes to work with an elite pitcher. And finally, as I hang up the phone, I mean, J.J. McCarthy is box office. Not only is box office when it comes to his looks, his swagger, he's not getting past three. I believe him and the Giants, match made in heaven. I mean, the kid has it. He has the looks. He has the moxie. He has the swagger. And, you know, I truly believe. So he's going to get overdrafted, but he's going to be a solid NFL quarterback. So what you think about...
Hey, Ray, don't leave yet. Yeah. Let me ask you this, because the boxing, got Big Card coming up tomorrow, and I guess Keith Thurman's done. I mean, because he was supposed to be fighting tomorrow night. But what round does Isaac Cruz knock out Rolly Romero tomorrow night?
I think Rolly Romero, going to drop him. Oh. I think he's going to drop him. I think, you know, Pitbull has lived off the tank swag of losing, and he owed pretty much tank residuals for losing. He has got more opportunities for losing the tank than anything. So at the end of the day, they owe that. But as far, before I hang up the phone,
yes,
does J.J. McCarthy's moxie and his do teams look at off the field ability when it comes to, okay, this kid is box office, he can sell tickets? And I'll talk to y'all fellas Monday.
All right, Ray, have a good weekend.
I don't think. That's just another bonus if he can do that. But no, you're talking about off the field. And why? What are the big concerns about Caleb Williams? Nothing on the field. It's all off the field. That's what people are worried about. Is he a leader? Is he those things? Can he be the face of your franchise? That's why Chicago spent 3 days out there, and he's going to be there this weekend to try to learn those things.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with Ray. I think Isaac Cruz knocks Rolly Romero in the next week. He's going to wake up. It's going to be April the 5th. All right, let's get out to one more call. Can we got it? Let's go to Mike in Abingdon. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing, bud?
All right. Here's my concern. Well, first of all, great game yesterday. Mm-hmm. My only concern with the Orioles is can they hold up with the same young organization batting when it comes down to postseason? The bats ran out in the postseason. Pitchers did good. You know, I mean, we'll average out with the pitchers. That's fine. But can the bats hold up? And my second opinion is this NFL new rule change. Now, I watch XFL games. I'm always into watching football year-round. I look at baseball and other sports, but definitely I'm in pretty much keying on the football. But as far as this kickoff situation, mm-hmm. It's only logic. The game's going to be extended another 20, 25 minutes, so there's more commercial time in it. So you're looking at almost a five-hour game. That's the first. Secondly, you're looking at both offense and defense lined up within 20 yards of one another. When the ball lands, you start to move.
No, it's five. No, one's on the 35. The others, they're 5 yards apart.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just contact. And I'm watching the games on XFL that became so boring on watching that type of stuff. It's contacts, more penalties, because penalties happen, immediate contact. They're rapping, tossing each other around. Along with the new rules, it's going to take some time for this to get adjusted. And last but not least, ball goes in the end zone, goes up to the 40.
35.
Yeah, 35. Go up to 35 now instead of the 25. Mm-hmm. And with the must-kick situation for it to go down to the receivers, you just extended the game. You just increased the scores because the scoring averages goes on up big time. And you're looking at this pass, they got to change it. I mean, 80% of the time, it was touchbacks this year. People not paying to watch that anymore. You know, they're frustrated about that. I'm one that's very frustrated. But something has to change. The modern equipment is at the era. We're at the era right now, which are modern equipment, which will protect these players, should be implemented, should be utilized for them to have that type of ability to play at maximum capability. So these players now is no longer playing to protect their bodies and train their muscles now for doing that.
Yeah, all right, Mike, thanks for the call. I mean, are you cool or you have a problem with the kickoff rules?
Bob, I don't see how it's going to extend the game. I mean, kickoff's a kickoff. I mean, you know, I mean, it's not a touchback. It's just an action play. I think
if anything, it takes real time off the clock.
Yeah, I don't see that. I think they're still, Bob, with the way they're locked in with TV, those games are not lasting, you know, 3-4 hours.
Oh, by the way, if you have a TV network that you're looking to start up, bidding is open for the Christmas doubleheader.
Yeah.
National Football League, if you have an extra $100 million or so. When we come back, Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talk about yesterday's Orioles demolition of the Los Angeles Angels. But look at the bigger picture, the season itself. Corbin Burns was brilliant, but the rotation, I think, could still be an issue maybe moving forward. And Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, said yesterday on Baltimore Baseball Today, live from Pickles, with me and Ryan Ripken and Jim Hunter, that he's a little bit worried about the back end of the bullpen. The mountain's gone. Kimbrel is in.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.